What's funny about friends is no friend is perfect. Everybody has a certain amount of flaws. Even you and me, and I'm not so sure about you. But, but yeah, everybody has a certain number of flaws and things you have to overlook. But we have to love our friends anyway. We have to overlook those flaws. I love Wayne and Curtis like brothers, and despite their flaws. And this is the attitude that we need to take with everybody. Because none of us are perfect, that's for sure. Okay. Take that belief that is embraced by the world and look in the opposite direction. In this opposite direction, much truth lies. Think about that. That's what Galileo did. Everybody said the earth was the center of the universe. And Galileo looked in the opposite direction. Well, maybe the earth isn't the center of the universe. And he found a lot of truth. And there were certain ideas about light. And Einstein looked at these ideas and he says, well, maybe looking in the opposite direction, I might find something. And he looked in the opposite direction and he found that time is relative to speed and relative to speed between two objects. And he discovered all these truths by looking in the opposite direction. The Wright brothers, everybody said that man could not fly. And they had pretty much evidence of that because man had tried for 2,000 years to fly and they tried every device possible and none of them had succeeded. And right about the time of their first flight, it was pretty much established by science that man could not fly. Well, they took off and they flew by looking in the opposite direction. They looked in the direction that, well, maybe we can fly. After all, birds can fly, so why can't we? There's got to be a way to do it. So looking in the opposite direction. Now when you hear, say, arguments, political arguments, scientific arguments, the science is settled, this is agreed, that it's 100% true. Well, maybe it isn't 100% true. Maybe you ought to look at the facts. Maybe the facts aren't revealed completely. So, and if somebody says, well, it's establishment fact that the Big Bang is true, well, maybe let's look in the opposite direction. Or the speed of light cannot be exceeded, well, maybe it can. Let's consider that it could be. Let's consider that there could be something like warp drive in Star Trek. And maybe it is possible to exceed the speed of light. So you look in the opposite direction, and much truth will lie there. Another key to finding the truth is using judgment and discernment. Judgment has got a bad rap. People tell us we shouldn't judge. But is it true that we shouldn't judge?
No, you have to judge.
Right, we have to make judgments. Matter of fact, have we heard of the term good judgment? Right, there's good judgment, there's bad judgment, there's negative judgment and positive judgment. Did Jesus tell us that we shouldn't judge?
No.
No, he didn't say that, did he? This is an interesting example of taking what somebody said and presenting something different than what he said. Jesus did not say, do not judge, or judgment is wrong. He didn't say that at all. What he said was, be careful how you judge, because as you judge somebody else, you will also be judged. Okay? Now that can be a positive thing. If I judge that Annie is really smart, that means somebody's going to look at me and maybe because of the good karma I've just generated, somebody's going to think I'm smart. So good judgment can bring back good judgment. Bad judgment can bring back bad judgment. But he didn't say, don't judge. That's the most contorted scripture, I think, in the entire Bible, because 90% of the people out there think that Jesus said that we should not judge. And that's not the way he worded it when you look at the actual wording. As ye judge, so shall ye be judged. So if you judge righteously or good, with a good judgment, then you're going to be judged righteously back. So you might as well judge.
Well, another interpretation of that can be that you judge others as you judge yourself.
Yeah.
So as you judge, you will be judged by yourself. You'll judge yourself that way.
Well, that's
true. That's true. But I thought it said, judge not lest you be judged.
Right.
Yeah, it's... I think it's written a couple of different places, but the gist of the whole thing is, as ye judge, so shall ye be judged.
Right.
So, that's in other words, he's really just saying, be careful how you judge, because if you judge people negatively, you're going to get judged negatively back.
Yeah.
Didn't the King James translators say it, thou shalt not judge harsh judgment? And then they followed up with that statement about, for with whatsoever judgment you judge, so shall you be judged.
I don't know if it uses the word harsh in there, but
there's a
Mormon scripture that says, and I think it's also in the Bible, it says, judge righteous judgment. Actually, it commands you to make a judgment, but judge righteously. You know.
Which means the use of the intuition, because you've got to look internally, otherwise judgment.
So my whole book, The Lost Key of the Buddha, is about the lost key of judgment. Judgment has to enter in and the search for the truth. Because without judgment, and judgment is very close to the word discernment. If you want a more politically correct word, most people aren't offended by the word discernment. But if you use judgment, that causes the hair to stand up on a lot of people's head. Because...
Well, there's always a negative connotation to that judgment.
Right, right. So,
and I noticed that it seems like the prophets always talk about love in the same paragraph they talk about judgment, because bad judgment gets in the way of love.
Yeah,
they're definitely connected. You know?
Yeah, an example of really poor judgment is like, and what's really terrible is when a parent will tell the kid, "Boy, you're never going to amount to anything." Now, that's a really negative judgment that can affect the kid for the rest of his life. When parents say the wrong thing, because children are really sensitive to what the parents say about them. And if they really put the parents down, or the kids, the children down, it can affect them for the rest of their life. And unfortunately, many parents feel in competition with their children. And parents that feel in competition with their children will often put them down just to get the better of them, because they feel like they have to win with any argument with their kid. So they'll put their kid down, tell them they won't amount to anything, or they're on the wrong track, or they're not doing anything worthwhile. And so that's really sad when that happens. And that's a really great example of the negative power of judgment. Okay, the next key, put your attention on finding that which is true rather than finding the error. You ever meet people that all they seem to be looking for is what is not true rather than what is true? There's a lot of people like that. They're looking for things that are wrong rather than things that are right. They're looking for the glass half empty rather than the glass half full. And so if we're looking for truth, we will find truth. If we're looking for error, we will find error. If we're only looking for error, then we're never going to find much that is true. Because you can find error after error. And one of the keys is the principle that you find what you're looking for. If you're looking for error, you'll find it. And when the Pharisees and Jewish leaders accosted Jesus, what were they looking for?
Error.
They were looking for error. And did they find error in Jesus?
No.
Yeah, what were the problems they found with the guy? After all, everybody says he was the most perfect man that ever lived, yet
blasphemy.
What did they find wrong with the guy?
Blasphemy. He said, "I am."
Yeah, he was a blasphemer. He was
picking corn and eating it on Sunday.
Right, he's a Sabbath breaker. He just broke the Sabbath right and left. He disregarded the authorities of the day?
Yeah, but at least all of those things he had an argument for. He could confront them back with, whatever it was he said.
Yeah, even so, he didn't convince them because they were only looking for the error. And in the most perfect man that ever walked the earth, they still found error because that's what they were looking for. They didn't find anything that was true in the guy. Even when he performed miracles, what did they say created the miracle? Beelzebub, which was like the devil in their minds. So in other words, they were saying, well, even the miracles he did by the power of evil. So they found error wherever they looked, even in him. And if they can find it in him, the people who are looking for error, do you think they can find it in you, in me?
Right.
You can find error in anything, whether it be real or imagined.